Zugeis, the concept known as Zugeis, which is the avoidance of eating or drinking an even number of food or beverages. Some of you may be familiar with such a concept, and in this lesson we will discuss its source, reasons, and whether it is practical and applicable in today's times. So we have a Talmudic statement that is found in Tractate Psachim 109b, that a person should not eat two or drink two of a food or drink, hence known as zugeis, which is pairs, meaning avoid eating and drinking in pairs. So if you're having a certain amount of crackers, have an odd amount of crackers, not even. Eat three crackers, not two. If you're having a cup of wine, have either one cup or three cups or five cups. Don't have two cups or four cups. What is the reason behind this seemingly strange and random Talmudic instruction? The Rishonim explain that the reason for this Talmudic instruction is due to reasons of danger, that there is a danger involved in the consumption of even items. The Rashbam, there in Maseches Psachim, explains in his commentary that there is worry of demons and damaging spirits that can be aroused as the result of eating or drinking in even numbers and infiltrate and cause damage to one's soul. This sounds very scary, although the Gemara concludes with a message of tranquility, saying that only a person who believes and worries about this damage or superstition can be negatively affected by it, meaning that the demons and evil spirit can only penetrate those that give it space and believe in its existence and its effect. However, those who ignore it and choose to eat and drink in even numbers, not suspecting for the superstition, then they are protected from any attack from the evil spirits and demons. All in all, what comes out from the Gemara is kind of like a mind game. If you're brave and strong enough to overcome the superstition and ignore it, then it doesn't affect you. If you aren't, then it does. Practically, do we apply this superstition today? So it's almost unanimous in all of the Achrayim, as rooted in the words of the Rishonim, that this superstition is no longer applicable in today's times. And that in today's times, we're no longer careful in this matter, and there's no need to be stringent in doing so, even if you take to heart the words of the Talmud, and do have some kind of worry and superstition against the evil spirits. So records Tosfos in Maseches Yumah in Chulin, that today we are no longer careful in this. So writes the Tashbetz, the Marikash. And so is recorded in the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim, chapter 170, the El Yerabba, the Chidon Machzik Brocha, the Aruch HaShulchan, Kaf HaChaim, and other Achrayim. And hence, indeed, we have never really heard of today of people being careful to avoid even numbers of foods or beverages and to only eat an odd number. So for all intents and purposes, this concept of restriction of zugeis is for the history books. Interesting to learn about, but not practiced. Nonetheless, there still remains meticulous individuals even today who are careful in this. As recorded in the Minchas Elazar and the Eitzer Chaim of the Tzanze Rebbe and of the Munkach Rebbe in Darkei Chaim V'Shalom. However, for the mainstream, it is not abided by and is not to be abided by. And hence anyone who until now mistakenly followed this concept of zugeis, thinking that it applies today, may relinquish his stringency, although preferably through first doing Hataras Nedarim, as is always the case by a person who was stringent in a certain matter. If, however, he mistakenly thought that it's a requirement, and now that he knows that it's not, he's going to stop doing it, then even Hataras Nedarim isn't required.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.